Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hour three of the show, and we are at Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway, where they are accepting donations of supplies all day, all week, Saturday as well. And this is a great place where people can get urgent need for themselves. And we appreciate everybody who's come by today. A lot of people have been dropping off supplies,
yeah.
You know, the hygiene, cleaning stuff, and supplies for infants, food, bottled water, that sort of thing. So we really do appreciate it, and we're going to be here until 12 o'clock. We are joined now by TJ Tutson, who is with Haircuts for the Homeless. And tell us about what you're doing. We're just talking a little bit off the air about what you do, but tell the listeners about your mission and what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, so yeah, my mission is Haircuts for the Homeless. We're actually rebranding right now into Haircuts for the Hope. We feel that's the direction for everything that's going on in St. Louis right now. Been doing it about 7 years. We essentially, barbers and professionals from all over the industry, we pack up our talents and our supplies, and we go to the sidewalks, the shelters, the bridges in the St. Louis metropolitan area, and we provide free haircuts and free service, free styles, free of charge. We also provide hygiene supplies, food, and also just water bottles, like essential needs. So I've been doing 7 years, and we find a way to love on the people with our gifts, and then we also take words of encouragement, words of affirmation to just help, you know, redignify them from whatever place that they're in. So our motto is we like to meet people right where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you start this organization? What inspired it?
God.
Yeah.
Essentially, God. I'm a veteran, United States Navy. I've been homeless as a veteran, which is insane because I came home from the war and ran into life and ended up homeless for about 6 months with my wife and kids. So that's one of the motivations behind it. But I've also just been blessed to have a skill set in the barber industry that always attracted people. And I always said that if I ever had something that I considered a superpower, I would try to figure out a way to give it away for free. So that was just one of the things that I wanted to do and I felt led to do. I believe that God sees us no matter where we are. So there's nobody ever lost or forgotten. And that's the message that I like to give to people when I provide them services in the streets.
If I can ask, when you did find yourself without a home with your wife and kids, how do you hold out hope in that moment?
You restructure. The wife and I, we were real honest about our situation. We're talking about homeless, two cars repoed, fighting through mental issues from the military with PTSD and things of that nature. We just got real honest about our situation one day as we were looking at our furniture on a trailer under a tarp outside my friend's house who let us live with them for a while. And we just said, you know what? We didn't have a crazy upbringing where we had the education in terms of building credit and, you know, getting a home and all these different things. And we had already done the car thing wrong a few times. So we just decided to go back to school. My wife went back to school. I went back to school. She worked two jobs. I worked a full-time job. And we just went hard at it. And we built what we could. And in 6 months' time, we built enough credit, 640 credit score, contacted a realtor, and we ended up buying a house versus just getting an apartment or, you know, going into a hotel and things of that nature. So I don't know. I think the stress of the moment caused us, our paradigms to shift in a way, so we could start to try to fend for ourselves because, you know, we had two babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we figured it out. I don't know how to this day, but I thank God we did.
Did you feel like you had help along the way?
Yes and no. I'm kind of like the most responsible person in my family, per se, and my wife is on her side as well. So while we're trying to figure things out, we still have people that were dependent on us for things. And since we bought that first house, somebody's lived with us for the last 15 years from the family, so it's just been that way, you know. But I definitely, along the way, have had a great, great deal of help from my church community and some close friends, for sure.
And Haircuts for the Homeless, mm-hmm. you've been doing that for 7 years now. It's going to be soon Haircuts for the Hope.
Yep.
How has that organization evolved since you started it back 7 years ago?
So I started it back with a guy who I met in barber school.
Mm-hmm.
I only met him one time, and he challenged me that day. He's like, listen, on Saturday when we get out of school, let's go down and let's cut hair and give haircuts. I'm gonna cut, you know, give haircuts away. And I said, okay. That Saturday came, he never showed up.
Oh, really?
Yes. But the fire that it sparked in me,
wow.
because I'm like, I like to be a person of my word, you know, just like military really drilled that in me. So I was like, I'm going anyway. So I had my son and my daughter, and my wife had to work, a table and a chair. And I set it up downtown outside of St. Patrick's Center. Mm-hmm. And my son swept up the hair. My daughter held the signs. And I cut like 20 people's hair that night. And this one veteran guy I cut, he was just really emotional. And when I saw him crying over a haircut, that's what really ignited a flame in me.
Yeah.
And so I was determined from that point forward to make a difference beyond my military service, because I always thought it was limited to just my military service. But now I get to serve the community in a different capacity. And so I was able to grow that from a table and a chair on the sidewalk to a table, a chair, and a tent. To now we have a full-fledged barber facility that we're mobilizing for the St. Louis metropolitan area that has three stations, wow. a full bathroom, a sitting area, the works.
What are some challenges when you're giving haircuts for the homeless? What are some challenges that maybe people don't realize when you're doing a service like that? Or maybe surprises?
I would say having a level of empathy.
Yeah.
Having a heart posture that is selfless toward the individual that you're serving, because they too have a life. They too have a story. Everything that people suffer from is not by choice. So you have people that are homeless, people just like the tragedy with the tornado. That wasn't by choice. So mm-hmm. if somebody has a mental illness, that's not by choice. Somebody has an addiction, that may not be by choice. There's a lot of reasons why people are in that predicament. And so one of the main things that I've learned is how to decrease myself and allow room to have conversations and allow room to have love for people that, you know, other people overlook. Because even when we're cutting hair on the streets, sometimes people are yelling out the window driving past, encouraging, and sometimes they're yelling out the window driving past saying, you know, negative things.
Mm.
And it's just amazing to me how we're so busy with life that we really do forget about each other.
I didn't want to ask the question. I'm like, what could possibly be negative about what you're doing?
That's a great question.
Like, why would people be yelling? Who are these?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, sometimes people are yelling, saying, you know, they don't need the help, or just mm-hmm. random things.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people deal with life based off how miserable or great their life is.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So they just kind of throw it on other people. But I'll tell you something very interesting. In the 7 years that I've been doing this, I've been called a lot of names, like charlatan, scammer. I remember when I first bought my trailer 6 years ago, and then I got partnered with an organization that wanted to help out. I had some issues with getting the trailer moved because it had been sitting so long.
Mm-hmm.
So then they pulled out of even supporting, because they were like, you don't have a trailer. They just didn't believe me. And it's just crazy, because I never anticipated that with this mission. Like, people actually coming from my character and the mission as though, you know, it wasn't legit. But I do understand it at the same time. You know what I mean? Just like right now with the tornado victims, a lot of them are complaining about people coming out of other areas that weren't affected, trying to take advantage of the resources. Yeah. So it's just like, it's a part of the territory, you know?
Yeah. That's really really difficult when you're trying to restore and you're trying to build and you run into opposition.
You got to really know what you're called to. You got to really know why you're called to it, you know? And that keeps me grounded for sure, because I know God's made a way for me in my own personal life, and I know he hasn't given up on the people that are going through difficult times as well. So,
you're doing this, providing a service for free for people who need the service, which means that, you know, you've got to make income too. Yeah. What sort of assistance do you get in this project that you're able to do it?
So, yeah, I'm not going to get emotional, but my wife, she has literally pulled from her retirement to help fund this thing. We've saved money. We've worked odd jobs and stuff like that, just trying to grind so we can have money for the mission, because my family believes in it more than I do. But here recently, over the last 3 or 4 years, my church has come alongside me and just been a phenomenal asset for me, living the Word Church. I've also had a guy where I stored my trailer. The guy that owns the place out there, Mr. Randy at Randy's Towing, he just stepped in. He and his wife stepped in when they heard about what I was doing, and they've been a blessing. The American Legion in Collinsville, because I deal with them because I'm a vet, they've been a blessing. I've had caterers. I've had barbershops and salons. I've just had a lot of support and a lot of people who have stepped up and just gotten behind the mission and made sure that we have what we need moving forward. So it's been a community effort for the community.
Wow. Yeah. Now, and you said before this you were in the Navy.
Yes.
And so you were deployed overseas?
I was, yes.
Do you mind asking where you served?
Oh, no. I've served essentially around the world.
Yeah.
I served in Iraq Enduring Freedom over in Bahrain for we did two tours over there.
Wow.
So I tell people that are going through this situation, for me, going to other countries and seeing their norm is like disaster, if I'm honest, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For me, when I drive through and I walk through the tornado zones and stuff like that here, I just think strategy. You know, I don't know if that's just the way my brain works or what, but I think strategy. I'm like, okay, we need a strategy to combat this. But this is not the end of the world. It's devastating for sure, but it's not the end of the world, especially when I've seen other countries. This is their norm. This is how they live, you know?
Yeah, I was wondering, and I do think probably what you've seen, it can either maybe overwhelm and break someone because you're overwhelmed by the amount of suffering in the world, like you said, knowing that this is the norm for some of the countries that you've seen, or it can motivate you to make a difference. And you've done that. You've been motivated to make a difference, which is so admirable, because it's a lot to carry what you've seen.
It is. It can be. That's why we need each other. You know, that's why I was so fortunate to partner with the Urban League, Miss Lee, and just everybody. Yesterday was it was a phenomenal day. So the more we go out, the more I go out, and I understand that the connections are, they're the mortar between the brick. What's going to essentially rebuild things in the community. I believe in it. I believe the community can evolve. It can change. I believe that our best days are ahead, not behind. So I just think that it's just about heart posture and people having the right perspectives.
So you, I assume, want to continue to expand this mission.
Yeah, yeah.
What sort of help do you need from people? Because there are those listening who, you know, maybe they think, I would like to help out. I'd like to do something. What can they do?
They can donate. Our biggest response right now to keep the trailer in the community would be donations toward the expense of the trailer. It costs money for us to mobilize this thing. So that's going to be our biggest need right now, is people getting behind it by donating whatever they can. We have a number. We do have a number. We have an annual number that would allow us to keep us on in the community for a 12-month period of time with supplies, with services, with maintenance that we're striving for. So that would be the number one way.
So if they want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
They can go straight through the website, haircutsforthehomeless.com or haircutsforhopestl.com. They'll take you to the same location. On there's a donate tab, which will take us to our donation platform with GiveButter. And you can either be a monthly sponsor or you can be a one-time donor. At the bottom of the website, you will find the email address and my direct cell phone number, literally. So you can call me anytime.
Haircuts awesome. For Hope. haircutsforhope.com?
HaircutsForHopeSTL.com.
STL, HaircutsForHope.
Or HaircutsForTheHomeless.com.
Yep. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Well, TJ, it's a great thing you're doing,
yep.
And we appreciate you stopping by. And
yes, sir.
Urban League, you've had a relationship with them as well.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, they've been around for over 100 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, I've had a relationship with them. I actually cut somebody's hair, one of the young ladies that works here, her husband's hair and things of that nature. So I'm looking forward to what we do next for sure.
TJ, it was really great to meet you, and we admire you for what you're doing.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Thank you.
TJ Tutson, Haircuts for Hope, Haircuts for the Homeless. Go to haircutsforhopestl.com if you want to donate to his mission. It's the Chris and Amy Show. We are highlighting people and 100 acts of kindness, again in partnership with Jerry Kelly. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Urban League on Kings Highway, just north of Page. We are here, the Chris and Amy Show. We continue our broadcast and still accepting donations. So come on by, drive up, walk up, whatever you want to do. Those supplies that are still necessary. They're going to need them, and they will continue to need have this need for a long time.
Yep. Absolutely. And I will say in just a few minutes, we will be chatting with James Clark, VP of Public Safety, highlighting the Public Safety Division's work that they're doing. In the meantime, Ron, did you have anything you needed to vent about with the Cardinals like that?
Look, this is, you know, we've this very difficult time here in St. Louis, and we've had so many great people stop by and talk to us. People who are doing great work and care about the community and need help. And we're trying to do our best to help them. And so it's uplifting to talk to these folks. I don't want to talk about the Cardinals.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about the Cardinals and what they did last night.
They're going to win tonight.
They damn well better.
They will. Then we'll talk about them tomorrow.
Tonight, they better win. Tomorrow, they better win. So Gas House Gang today, by the way, at 12 o'clock.
Not with you, though.
Not with me. I'm not part of it. I'm on site here at Urban League with you, right? And so, I'm too distraught. I'm not going to do it. So, Ollie Marmel at 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's Ollie Day.
Ollie's showing up. Jeez Louise, it's Ollie Day.
Of course it's Ollie Day on Gas House Gang after they blew that last night.
You know,
that's
probably better. Because I do think people have questions, and obviously on the Gas House Gang, when Ollie Marmol joins you guys for half an hour, they take questions from the listeners. People can text in. They can watch the StreamYard, the YouTube, and text in questions
YouTube,
as well.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Yep. So that will be really good. I will be listening to manager Ollie Marmol today. But also along the sports topic, Ronj, T.J. Oshie.
Yeah.
Remember T.J. Oshie?
I remember T.J. Oshie.
St. Louis Blues, USA Olympic hockey hero. Hero when he scored 17 penalty shots in a row. It wasn't 17, but it was a lot. Because in the Olympics, when you have a penalty shot, you're allowed to do, or a shootout, I should say, sorry. When you have a shootout, you can have the same guy go over and over again.
And he had the game winner.
He did, so they put T.J. Oshie in.
So,
and over and over again, he was able to score. But he is retiring.
And I have to tell you, I don't know what it is about Oshie,
mm-hmm.
but I still, it just feels like he's 26.
It does.
I don't know what it is, but he's 38 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's 38. So why does it feel like T.J. Oshie is still 26?
I don't know, 26? But when they said T.J. Oshie was retiring, my first thought was that he was retiring in his late 20s, and he was retiring early. And because he does, he looks young.
Yeah.
But he was such a fan favorite.
But also, he was here over a decade ago.
I know. It doesn't feel that way.
Why does it?
It feels like a couple of years.
Why does it feel that way?
I feel like he just missed the Stanley Cup. I feel like he missed it by a year. That's what it feels like. But I will say, when T.J. Oshie finally did win the Stanley Cup, he had one of the best post-game interviews because he dedicated it to his dad. He brought up his dad who battled Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he was able to have his dad on the ice, and he said he doesn't remember a lot, but you can be darn well sure he's going to remember this. And just a really touching moment. I think T.J. Oshie, some players just have it, that likability. He has it.
I know somebody who named her dog after him. Actually, I think two people I know.
Oh, I think a lot of people.
Two people I know personally named their dogs Oshie.
I think the two most popular names for dogs in St. Louis are Oshie and Yachty. Because my mom's dog, Francis, has a lot of friends named Yachty at the dog park.
I don't know any Yachtys.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yes, he has a lot of Yachtys.
Oh, I think I'm going to name my next dog Matt.
That's after Pajeski?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So I could bark orders at two different
Well, I people. Think you should get two dogs and name them Matt Pajeski and Frank Ladd. And every day you'll feel
I don't
like
bark orders
you're
at
in
Frank.
Studio B.
I don't want to tell Frank
you're
anything
in Studio
ever.
B. But, I know a lot of Blues fans have memories with T.J. Oshie. That's that, man. The same thing with David Backes.
That was 40 years ago. David Backes played here 45 years
ago. That's what it feels like. Right.
I don't even know who you're talking about. That was before my time.
Was it really?
No. Oh. I'll just say it feels.
Well, no, before you got back to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. He was gone by the time I returned. But I do feel like, doesn't it feel like 40
it
years?
It feels like a long time.
And why? And they're about
it feels
the
like we
time.
Went straight from Red Berenson to David Backes.
They were on the same team, right?
They missed one year.
Okay, so they overlapped for 1 year. It feels like David Backes was four decades ago and T.J. Oshie just left.
Well, now T.J. Oshie has retired, so congratulations. Maybe we can chat with him.
That would be cool to talk to him.
We chatted with our old buddy Kevin Shattenkirk when he retired.
We did.
Maybe we can chat with T.J. Oshie. But what you don't want to miss the chat with Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol.
I think we should have a weekly segment with Kevin Shattenkirk, and we'd call it On the Shatter. What do you think of that?
Well, I like it. I'm in.
Are you in?
I'm in.
I think we can get that approved by the censor.
I do, too.
We'll reach out to the FCC.
Yeah. Is the censor Frank?
It's probably Frank.
Yeah.
Frank would know if it's good or not. As Amy mentioned, when we come back, the Vice President of Public Safety with the here at Urban League, James Clark, is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Public Safety Division's work here. We are broadcasting live from Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. Please bring by your donations. We are here all day, but even after we leave at 12 o'clock, it's still open. Taking donations outside. There's a walk-up tent. There's a drive-up. Whatever you want to do, it's super convenient. And we hope that you will stop by. 1408 Kings Highway Boulevard in St. Louis. It's the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. James Clark will be with us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Live from Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji until 12 o'clock. And we are here for 100 Acts of Kindness in partnership with Jerry Kelly. We're kicking that off today, and we thought this would be a great place to start. And now we are joined by the Vice President of Public Safety at Urban League. James Clark is with us on KMOX. James, good to see you. How are you?
It is good to see you both. Thanks for having me on, Chris and Amy.
So we are here because we are encouraging people to drop off supplies, because yeah, still a lot of supplies are and will continue to be necessary as the ongoing effort in the tornado recovery. So, James, how is it going over the last several weeks after the storm came through?
It's we are gaining a lot of ground, Chris, but we are nowhere near where we need to be because so many families have lost everything, and then there are families that are leaning in to help their families that now need our support. So this is going to be a very long journey, but I've been very motivated and very excited by the level of sincere contribution and sincere offering of goods and services that I see taking place in the St. Louis metropolitan area right now.
So the Public Safety Division, what do you guys do on a daily basis before the tornado, and how has that changed post tornado.
Yes. Thanks for asking. The Division of Public Safety for the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, we look at the St. Louis metropolitan area with a very unique lens.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to do everything. We think that public safety starts at what we call the NPL, and that's our total lens. The N stands for neighborhood. We've got to be active in the neighborhood and at the neighborhood level. The P stands for front porch. You've got to be able to stand on the front porch of the most under-resourced neighborhoods. And the L stands for living room. We've got to be able to get resources to families into the living room, because we think that that's where behavior that threatens public safety starts. It starts in the living room. Then after that, we were able to really glean the four top issues as it relates to public safety. One is gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a five man and woman crew that's out in neighborhoods looking for conflicts that have a trajectory towards gun violence. And we work around the clock to de-escalate those conflicts. So far this year, we have successfully de-escalated over 50 conflicts. And now, if we can't de-escalate the conflict, then we relocate people. We have relocated 14 individuals or families out of the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Oh, wow.
The second area is the opioid crisis. We have for far too long just ignored the opioid crisis, and we saw it go from just alcohol and marijuana to heroin. Now fentanyl is wagging the St. Louis metropolitan area. So we do urban opioid triage three times a week, where we're in the neighborhoods providing support for those trapped in addiction, toiletries, Narcan, and if they're ready to get into treatment, then we're normally able to get them into treatment within 24 to 72 hours. The third area is just under-resourced neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
neighborhoods where families do not know where to go to get help. So we do neighborhood assessments in our four targeted neighborhoods. We case manage 100 families. Where we do an assessment, then we do follow-up, and we deliver resources straight to families. Now, the last area of the four is vehicular violence. This issue of reckless driving has really reached an epic pitch. We have the Slow Down St. Louis campaign, where we challenge St. Louis to think about their speed. We also do in-school programs where we're in schools providing about a 45-minute session for high school seniors. That's the next generation of drivers. So we focus with a very unique lens, neighborhood, front porch, living room, and those are the four areas: gun violence, the opioid crisis, under-resourced neighborhoods, and vehicular violence.
It's interesting you say that about living room, that a lot of what ends up being violent behavior starts in the living room.
Yes.
Play that out for us a little bit. What does that mean exactly, or how does that happen?
We actually came with that perspective, Chris, as we were knocking on doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we would look over the mother's or the father's shoulders, and we would see wayward young people. And it's easy to say that behavior, if it's not addressed within the living room, is going to spread out into the neighborhood, then it's going to spread out into the broader community. So we believe that we've got to begin to get surgical, and then we have got to be able to deliver resources that can challenge and change the culture within homes.
Are the people in those homes, are they open, welcome to the Urban League's efforts, or do ever parents say, no, I'm fine, we're fine?
Well, see, and Amy, that's where consistency comes
mm-hmm.
in. So having one of our urban engagement specialists knock on their door once, they aren't going to feel very receptive.
Mm-hmm.
But we focus on four neighborhoods. We are in these four neighborhoods year-round with the support of Arches. So we have a consistent presence in these neighborhoods. And probably one of the most telling scenarios or stories that I've heard was a mother looked at her son, and her son said, Mom, I want to be one of them when I grow up. They want to be an urban engagement
mm-hmm.
specialist. So we see this urban engagement specialist occupation as one of the most important in social service moving forward. So we are excited to be building bridges with families and challenging and changing the culture within neighborhoods.
You know, this might have been 1 or 2 years ago. I talked with a father whose daughter was in the city, and I want to say the drug was that she was initially buying, you know, like, you know, black market, you know, a drug market. Mm-hmm. And it was like marijuana, right? Something like that. But it was laced with fentanyl.
Yes.
And
yes.
And how something as normal, as innocuous as, you know, marijuana becomes deadly. Yes. When there's fentanyl there. But even if you have a little bit of it, if it doesn't kill you, and correct me here, that like if your body gets a little bit of that, it is so strong, like you're addicted.
Yes.
Like your body is immediately, because he said she went from being a normal, you know, I'm, you know, living my life, I'm working, life is hard, but I'm living, to someone who needed more fentanyl.
And Amy, that's a very important portal. Most people mm-hmm. do not recognize that. And that's why we strongly advocate for individuals who are trapped in addiction.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when homeless people were looked at as being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, we had to recategorize them and say the number one reason that they're homeless is because they have mental health challenges. So we've recalibrated around them. We have to do the same thing with people that are trapped in addiction. There was a time when drug addicts were partying and they were having a good time. But Amy, to your point, once you ingest fentanyl into your mm-hmm. system and it wears off, there is excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And the only way to make that pain subside is to put some more fentanyl in. So the men and women that you see walking down Grand, walking through the open air drug markets, they're in pain.
Yeah.
So that's what we are learning. One of the things that I really love about the Urban League is they give us the tools necessary to go right into the neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
and really deduct what the needs are. And then we're able to come with real-time resources to address some of the most pressing public safety issues facing St. Louis.
And I'll just add this, too, because I think it's so important when it comes to the addictions, especially like with fentanyl and opioids. People always talk about, you know, well, you're making bad decisions or whatever. Let's say if you made one bad decision, maybe you knew you shouldn't have tried this drug or whatever. Even if you made one, those drugs get into your system, and then you need help. You can't get out of it on your own.
Yes.
They're not. It's not so much that they're continuing to make the bad decisions, that those drugs are holding them prisoner. And we need to help them.
Yes. Yeah. We have got to view individuals trapped in addiction through a different lens.
Yes.
There are a lot of examples of how a person had an injury. And they were prescribed opioids, and that led them into addiction. So we are looking at it, and we're really writing the next chapter in how you deal with urban issues. For far too long, social service organizations have just kind of been hydroplaning over the neighborhood, mm-hmm. not stepping onto the front porch, and not really knowing what's going on within the living room. So at the Urban League, we take a very deep dive,
mm-hmm.
and we are very excited to have some strong partners with us. RBC, Arches. So we are really looking at how we can revolutionize how you address the issues facing the urban core, because it needs a revolution right now. And what we see taking place right now is very exciting. Chris, I know that you are a sports fan. I was excited with every Cardinal.
Well, not anymore. Not after last night.
I quit. Okay.
Yeah, it's over.
You know, we were all excited with the Cardinals World Series victories. We were excited with the Rams Super Bowl and with the Blues Stanley Cup. But my proudest moment right now is going on right now when I see people step up and stand up. And not just for a weekend and not just for a photo shoot. People are digging in deep, and the resources are going straight into the neighborhoods. So this is my proudest moment to be a St. Louis.
So before we say goodbye here, James, the Urban League takes donations. They take monetary donations. Yeah. You take, obviously, supplies that we've been pushing all day.
Yeah.
But what sorts of help do you feel like you for your specific mission need from people who might be listening?
Chris, I was coming in, and I was very happy to see people pulling up. So to all of your listeners, we want to thank you for getting off the couch and driving down right now. And so we need common toiletries, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, hygiene products, non-perishable food items. We need uncaffeinated beverages, preferably with no sugar also. And we have a line of people driving up to drop off donations, and then right across the street, Amy, they see the donations going right into someone's back seat. So we're not warehousing anything.
Yeah.
As it gets dropped off, you can look right across the street and see a family that needs it immediately. And then to make a donation, you can also visit our website, www.ulstl.com. That's www.ulstl.com.
Thank you again for reminding us of that picture of what it looks like right here at the Urban League, of people, a line of cars making donations, and people with the trunks open of their car, families who need it. I don't think anything could paint a picture so well of the urgency of the needs of the families here hit affected by the tornado.
Yeah, and Amy, it's St. Louisans coming from Lake St. Louis to Belleville, you know, and then we've had people come from around the country. So this is a very inspirational time. Now, we are running on fumes, but when you see the outpouring, it really restores my faith in humanity. It really does.
James Clark, Vice President of Public Safety with the Division of Public Safety here at Urban League. You guys are doing awesome work, and we appreciate you having us out here today. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
That's James Clark with the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. And at Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, continuing with the donations, just come on by today until, is it 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock. They will accept donations until 4. It's all week and on Saturdays as well. Come on through. All the stuff that James was talking about, they can use it. Chris and Amy, we are live, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate Jerry Kelly and 100 Acts of Kindness, which begins today.
Yeah, hi. My name is Jenny Bernard, and I just wanted to say how inspired I was by the young man who was talking about giving the free haircuts and just reaching out and helping the community. It really touched my heart.
Appreciate the voice message on the Odyssey app, and you can always leave us one if you're feeling it. She's talking about TJ Tutson with Haircuts for the Homeless, going to rebrand to Haircuts for Hope, and an impressive dude.
Everybody
we've talked to today.
It's been a humbling day to see what people are giving and how dedicated they are. And
what they've been going through.
What they've been going through in the face of enormous, at times inconceivable, destruction and suffering. People are rising from all of that hardship and leading the way in helping the communities. And so it has been, man, I've just felt so honored to be here today. I will say, related to absolutely nothing, I have a...
And you know what's weird? You're about to do this because you never do this.
I never do this. It's unlike me.
You never go off
me.
On a... Yeah.
I have a TSA PSA.
Oh, great.
My TSA PSA is, apparently, there's an urban, I would say an urban legend or a myth or whatever, that you know how the real IDs are due for your driver's license and you need them to fly domestically?
Yeah.
There's a rumor flying around that your Costco card counts as a real ID. We're not even joking.
Where did you hear this?
Well, I heard it from the TSA. So it was gaining so much momentum online, like TikTok and Instagram, like, oh, I don't have my real ID, so I use my Costco card. And it worked. That TSA had to issue a statement last week. Here's what they said. Quote, "We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco cards count as a real ID because it absolutely does not."
Okay, what about Dave and Buster's cards?
No, technically I don't know, but I would say no.
That, well,
the TSA said it absolutely does not count. I do love Costco.
I love that that became a thing that they've had to,
They had to address it.
So good.
I love that the TSA had to address it.
Yeah, so I actually have a flight scheduled for 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to go, am I? Because I still do not have my real ID.
I hope not.
I'm not gonna. I'm going to have to just...
Is this the 4th of July wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm going to end up having to drive.
You don't have a
passport, do you? It expired.
A
long time ago. I bought a passport. I got a passport.
Okay.
I got a passport in
Illegal.
2010. Never used it once.
Well, it's good to have.
I know.
Now you need it.
We appreciate Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis having us out today. Please come by and donate all those items we were talking about, the hygiene stuff and bottled water and food and everything else they need. They will continue to need the supplies at Urban League, 1408 Kings Highway Boulevard near Page. So we appreciate everybody for coming out today. We appreciate all of our guests. Thank you for stopping by. And thank you, Brian Doherty, for helping us here on site get us on the air.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.